Hi, this is Kevin. Thank you for coming back to the Heavy Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about thinking of selling your heavy equipment. Give it a new look first. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to my website at www.heavyequipmentguy.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Do you own a heavy construction machine or equipment? Whether you run a construction business or if you're a renowned builder, having your very own heavy equipment is one of the wisest decisions that you will ever take on or make. You know, it's better than paying for rent. Don't get me wrong, but you know, that's the business I'm in. But it will make you more money in the long run as a construction owner to own your own equipment down the road. However, due to the constant usage, the heavy equipment, machinery, vehicles, and equipment are sometimes likely to lose their functionality and their performance. In fact, with every passing day, a more enhanced tool or technology is being introduced to the world. In such a scenario, it is a great idea if you want to sell your old equipment and buy new ones. Given the constantly growing construction industry, there is a constant demand of heavy construction equipment, regardless how old or new they are. As the price of the new equipment is often quite high, buying secondhand or used ones is a trend that small-scale construction business owners always choose. Hence, you will easily get a buyer for your equipment. In fact, there are construction equipment buyers and sellers who buy old equipment from you at any time. You can sell the equipment to them as well. Number one, what should you be careful about? Before you sell your heavy construction equipment, it is a must that you take care of these things. The parts are properly fitted. It is functionally conditioned. And it looks as new as possible. I mean, that's the best thing to do when you're trying to sell your old junk. The first two-factor can be taken care of as you refurbish your equipment. The repairing or servicing works will fix the damage and also increase the functionality of your equipment. Moreover, with the damaged parts, the possibility of accidents is also quite high. Hence, you might lose potential customers. So this is a key step that you must take. Apart from these two factors, what is equally important is that your equipment has a clean and almost new look. Though the papers will clearly show that the age of the equipment have a clean and appealing new look will help your equipment get more customers, and that is to make it faster to be sold. The customers are always drawn towards those equipment and machinery that look always brand new. And lastly, how to give your heavy equipment a new look. Now that you understand how important it is for the heavy equipment to get almost a new look, it is a must that you take the proper care of your equipment in terms of its appeal. For that, you need to paint the equipment at first. As soon as you clean the equipment of all the dirt and dust, it becomes more suitable for a better sale. Experts, equipment cleaners are also providing sandblasting features that helps in the painting of the equipment even better. After sandblasting, the paint has to be done per specifications or requirement of equipment. Once the paint is done, you add the stickers for the manufacturing companies. Names. This will give the equipment an absolutely brand new look or appeal. Certainly, this will increase the price of your equipment regardless how old it is. Again, you always need to take care of those machines like that. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.